Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hello, you're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro. I am in Berlin for the 67th Film Festival. Today I'm meeting Austrian famous actor Josef Hader, who is presenting in competition his first movie as a director as well as an actor, Wild Mouse, the story of a contemporary story about crisis, that of a man who gets fired from a job he never thought he would lose and kind of really loses it. Hello, Josef.
Hello.
Some people say they want to make the movie they want to see. Some people say they want to make the movie that would convey certain emotion. What was your trigger?
I think it's the first thing that I... When I write comedy or when I write screenplay, I'm my first audience. It's very silly, but I'm sitting really there and I'm laughing about my own jokes. But this happens only one time. In fact, I can say I make the things I would like. And I hope there are other people who would do the same.
What did you say? You would just do it once. Do you not plan to continue?
No. I'm just laughing about the joke one time, and then I'm working to make him better, and then I'm working to give him to the audience, and I would never laugh again about this joke, just the first time.
Was it challenging to do both, to be in front of the camera and behind?
Of course, this was for me a big challenge. For a long time I was thinking about that, and I was not self-conscious enough to do it, but this was the first time I wrote a screenplay alone, with no co-writers. And after a while writing, second draft, third draft, I thought by myself, maybe you got so much into this thing, maybe you can do it. And then I was thinking a little time, and then I was saying, okay, this is my last chance to be new in a business. And it was very exciting to do this work. And sometimes also I was sometimes on my limit. But in fact, I liked it.
Yeah. Did you take advice or maybe tips from what you saw the directors who directed you do?
Yes, of course. I had two directors the same year when I did my film. I was actor in two films, and when they recognized that I want to do this, they tried to help me and to give me some advices. But in fact, you can have good advices to prepare everything, and you also can have good advices for the time you are cutting and but for the shooting, for these many, many decisions in a very short time. Advices did not help so much, but I think I was lucky by choosing the people who worked with me, and they helped me.
Well, about the content of the movie, in fact, and the characters around you, Georg, your character, is a music critic, is an old school guy, and he gets fired, but he's not the only one who gets into a crisis. All the other characters, except maybe for Walter, the guy who fired him himself, yeah. Every single character is going through a kind of drama.
Yeah, it's... A story about people of middle class who have at the same time their own personal drama, and these dramas don't fit together. That's the tragedy and also the comedy of that film.
There's also the world behind them, but it's also in the crisis that we know, because we can hear it on the radio all the time throughout the movie.
Yeah, I'm convinced that when I do a film, a comedy, tragedy, also a tragic comedy, it has to be located on a place. Mm-hmm. I don't like this kind of comedies which are anywhere, I don't know. And I also want to know about the time, about the society at that time. And for me, was one of the ideas in this film that I would like to show me and my milieu, this kind of middle class, which is politically correct, which knows what is the right meat to eat, which does a little sport and eats healthy food. And politically, we hear the news. We don't know what they mean. We don't know who are the good guys in Iraq and the bad guys. Nobody knows. And so, in a kind of way, it paralyzes us. And we are thinking we are hip and we are others than our parents. But in fact, we are the same.
Although there is a bit of a range of characters. In fact, I think that all these individual crises bring... people together. You're going to form a duo, or maybe I should say a duet with Erich, played by Georg Friedrich, who is not at all the same social class. Meanwhile, the wife of Georg, the wife of your character, Johanna, talks to a gay patient. And then, well, he becomes a friend, and then to a young neighbor. So there are some like interesting combinations that bring people together throughout the crisis.
Yeah. They are mixed together and have new relationships. Some will continue, like the friendship between Georg and Erich. Some are just for one night. The thing is that it was my first idea. The greatest problem in the world is that the wants of us all, the wants of the people, does not fit together. Everybody wants different things in the same time, and that's the biggest problem between us. And I wanted to tell a story about this fact.
A lot of the action happens at a fair, which this is where Georg spends his jobless hours. And the film wears the title of the name of a ride, Wild Mouse. Why did you like this place, and what felt symbolic to you in this name?
The decision for the location of Prater and the roller coaster was a decision for picture and for sound. I wanted to have many different atmospheres in the film because I did not want to make a score music. So the Prater was very quick in my mind because I know there are only two stations with underground to go to a very different world, and I like this idea of a classic redacteur of newspapers who goes to the place where there is the ugliest music in the whole city, and you get a headache when you are 2 hours there, and that's the Prater. Uh-huh. And then I liked also after this, when you have the town and Vienna and you have the Prater, I want to come some time in the snow. Because the snow changes everything, the picture and the sound. And I want this very quiet finale in the snow.
Yeah, very beautiful one. Does it want make you want to go ahead with another project maybe in the future as a director?
Well, it depends on my ideas. I have the possibility to do a comedy or to do to write a screenplay. I have the possibility to just act or to be a director. I don't know. I will see.
So unlike your character, you have an open future in front of you, and we are looking forward to seeing what you do next. Thank you so much, Joseph.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.